Syria has given United Nations weapons inspectors the go-ahead to investigate the scene of a suspected chemical weapons attack. But the move has already been dismissed by the US, which says the Assad regime deliberately waited until there was little evidence left on the ground. The attack last week, which is believed to have killed hundreds of people, has increased the stakes for the US as it debates possible military options. Syria's critical ally, Russia, is warning that any airstrikes on the country would be a tragic mistake. North America correspondent Lisa Miller has this report.
The announcement came on Syrian state television.
The understanding, which enters into force immediately, is about allowing the UN team to investigate the allegations over the use of chemical weapons on the 22nd of August 2013.
The Syrian Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal al-Makdad told CNN there'd be no restrictions.
They can start immediately. I have never doubted the possibility of reaching an agreement.
So they have complete access and they can go anywhere they want, anytime
yes.
they want? Is,
yes.
that, is that the case in
yes.
all of these areas?
Yes.
But the US and the UK believe Syria delayed that decision so the evidence had time to degrade. British Foreign Secretary William Hague.
So we have to be realistic now about what the UN team can achieve. They will no doubt work hard at it. But the fact is that much of the evidence could have been destroyed by that artillery bombardment. Other evidence could have become degraded over the last few days. And other evidence could have been tampered with.
The US now thinks there's very little doubt the Assad government was behind the attack despite Syria's denials. The prospect of a UN inspection isn't likely to dampen talk of military action. The French foreign minister has urged the international community to react strongly over the tragic events. And in the US, the top Republican on the Foreign Relations Committee, Senator Bob Corker, is urging a quick response.
I think we will respond in a surgical way, and I hope the president, as soon as we get back to Washington, will ask for authorization from Congress to do something in a very surgical and proportional way, something that gets their attention, that causes them to understand that we are not going to put up with this kind of activity.
Democrat Elliot Engel sits on the House Foreign Affairs Committee and is calling for surgical airstrikes.
Well, I certainly would do cruise missile strikes. I think you can do that without boots on the ground, without having Americans in harm's way. You can destroy the runways. Assad's runways, you could destroy his munitions and you could destroy his fuel. There are lots and lots of things we could do. We could even destroy the Syrian Air Force if we wanted to.
Russia is warning against repeating the mistakes of the past, comparing the Syrian situation to Iraq before the US-led invasion in 2003. And it says a military response will have a devastating impact on security in the Middle East. Until now, the US has been reluctant to take direct military action, instead aiding the rebels while building international support. That might be growing, but domestic support for action has not. A Reuters Ipsos opinion poll shows 65% of Americans don't want the US to intervene, even if it's proven chemical weapons have been used. This is Lisa Miller in Washington for AM.